whether shooting someone in the street is murder, and this is no different than that. It's not a matter of opinion, it's a matter of protecting the most vulnerable in our country.
Let me give you a hypothetical situation, okay? So let's say you had breast cancer, and it was a very aggressive form of breast cancer, and you did your research, and it seemed that chemotherapy was not working, and the only way to rid your body of breast cancer was to get a double mastectomy. Your breast completely removed, along with the tumor and the cancerous cells, blah, 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 blah. So you go to your doctor, and you're like, doctor, the treatment's not working. I'm suffering. This is so hard for me. I'm sick all the time. I feel like shit. I would just really, really like a double mastectomy to just, let's get this cancer gone. Let's get it over with. Let's get it done. And the doctor looks at you and says, well, you're so young, you know, we don't like to do that. We don't like to just remove the breasts in, we try to save them as much as possible. And you're like pleading with your doctor, like, doc, please, this is what I want. I don't care what you normally do. I don't care that you're removing my breasts, whatever. I'm suffering. I'm in so much pain. I'm dying. I could die. This could literally save my life. And the doctor's still like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna approve you for a double mastectomy. You wanna know the scary part? Is that this actually happens. There are a lot of women who have passed away or who have survived breast cancer being rejected from getting a double mastectomy by their doctor for that reason. It's barbaric, it's disgusting, but it does happen, unfortunately, to a lot of women. Now I want you to just take a moment and think if that is an okay thing to do. If not for the purposes of insurance denies you coverage for the mastectomy, that's a whole other argument. But that the doctor themselves denies you the surgery because they don't believe you should have it, even though it could save your life. Do you think that that is fair? Do you think a doctor should be allowed to just decide, I'm not going to do that to your body, just 'cause? And what about removing your uterus, right? A hysterectomy is something that a lot of women seek out for various different reasons. Could be that they have severe endometriosis and they are in so much pain. It could be that their periods are awful. It could be a risk of cancer. It could be all sorts of things. But you are very hard pressed to go to a doctor at like my age. I'm 26. And I wouldn't be able to just go to a doctor and be like, look, I'm never gonna have kids. I never plan on having kids. I'm a lesbian. I don't sleep with men. I'm never gonna run the risk of getting pregnant. So I would really, really like a hysterectomy just because my periods are awful. I have a family history of endometriosis. So I would like to have one. I would never be able to find a doctor or be very... It would be very rare to find a doctor who would be willing to give me a hysterectomy, even though I'm willing to assume the risk of what happens to my body after the hysterectomy. Any treatment that I would need, or any new pills or hormones or whatever that I would need to take, something, I would be willing to endure it because I want to choose to have it. So do you think that that is okay? That doctors are allowed to reject surgeries that you ask for just because they don't believe that you should have it? And what about even something as simple as a breast reduction surgery, a plastic surgery? What if you go to a doctor and you're like, doctor, my my breasts are so large, my back hurts all the time, they're sore, they're aching, I would just really like a reduction. And they're just like, no, we keep breasts the way that they are. I'm not gonna do a breast reduction surgery. Do you think that's right? Do you honestly think that they should be allowed to make decisions over your body? And throughout all these hypotheticals, it goes back to abortion. Abortion, regardless of what you think, that it's murder, that it's wrong, that it's against God, whatever the fuck, whatever your reasoning is, at the end of the day, it's a procedure that only affects the person who is having it. It's not your body, it's not your baby, as y'all call it, it's theirs. Somebody across the world, somebody in the UK is probably getting an abortion right now. Do you know them? Do you know the ins and outs of every woman or every AFAB person who could potentially get abortions? Do you watch them? Do you spy on them and make sure that nobody's getting an abortion right now? Or else you're gonna go after them? No. Because that would be crazy. Just because you believe that abortion is one thing doesn't make it one thing. That's called an opinion, which this girl said, this isn't a matter of opinion. It is a matter of opinion, and your opinions should not be why a law is made for everybody. What if one day a president, not saying Trump, could be somebody in the future. Let's say that one day a president doesn't like religion. They are just like, I don't like any religion. I don't like the concept of religion. So they ban it. Completely ban it in the United States. They ban your religious practices. There can be no churches. There can be no mention of religion. There can be no holy script. Nothing. You'd probably be pretty pissed off about that, can you? But that's their opinion that they're turning into a law. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Why are we still having this conversation in 2025? I swear to God, this whole abortion bullshit has been all I have heard about for my entire life. Ever since I was, like, had cognitive ability and memory to think of presidential elections and Senate elections and whatever, political campaigns, all are always about abortion. It's like, can we focus on something else, please? We have people dying in the street, and the economy is shit, and we are still focusing on whether or not people should be allowed to make a decision about their own body. For real?